You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Jeff Watts and Julia Fowler moved from Australia to London in 2009 to found retail technology company Edited. Touted as the Bloomberg terminal for fashion, Edited uses big data and AI to help some of the world's biggest fashion retailers ensure their buyers make the right decisions. Today, it has more than 100 staff, spread across London, New York, and San Francisco. Now, Jeff is here to explain how he and Julia launched the business and how it works.
So Edited's all about helping retailers get the most important thing in their business right, which is having the right products and pricing them right. And I think you'll agree, if you're a retailer, that's the one thing that you want to get the most right. And the way we do that is there's a team of people inside any retailer called a buying team and a merch team. You know, they need information to help make those decisions. And so this is kind of like, imagine what Bloomberg does for traders in banks. It's kind of that sort of thing for those sorts of guys. I'd done a few interesting jobs. I'd done one job that was like actually a really good setup for this. I'd worked for a dairy company and we had like these, you know, these amazing metrics about our whole business. And that kind of gave me a window into how businesses could work with metrics really well. That was probably the kind of layup step to figuring out that you could maybe do some of that stuff for retail. So Julia and I were sitting together. Julia started the business with me, and we were at the same event. We come from completely different worlds. She comes from kind of the fashion retail world. You know, I came from the kind of the tech world. We were literally sitting with each other talking about like how our respective businesses worked. She was like, "Wow, could we do that for?" And I was kind of like, "I don't know, maybe we can kind of almost put a date on it." So yeah, it's nuts. People talk about having this like unique insight or like the value of the idea and all that sort of thing. And actually, I kind of think ideas have got pretty low value, like in a weird way. I sort of knew I'd probably start another business. And I think I did what most people do. You've got like, I don't know, these days it's probably like the notes app on your phone. You've got a couple of things that you're thinking about and everything. This wasn't one of them. so yeah, maybe it was just serendipity or luck or whatever. But yeah, we just thought that's a big enough idea to give a bash at. What we do is we help retailers get the most important thing in retail right. And retailers are all in like deep shit. They're all like really, really, they have to really change because they're under a lot of threat. If you're a retail CEO and you're selling the same thing that Amazon is, like, boy, are you in trouble, right? You're just going to get out executed. So I think every retailer needs to have like an individual set of products. They need to have their own assortment. And they also need to be as good at getting that assortment right and picking the products as like, you know, all of their contemporaries. Otherwise, they're just going to get outfoxed in the market. So we're working on helping them with that. I kind of think already today, if you're a retail CEO and you're not using our product, you're probably irresponsible. And that sounds like real hyperbole, but I really think that's true. And so I think like if you just don't project that forward and think, okay, the whole retail industry needs to go in this direction, there's like just an enormous market there for us. So we're working on all sorts of things. And I think like we kind of think about initiatives as either like 5x, 10x or 100x, right? You've got to do all of those things. You're like having a business five times the size of what we have today would be fabulous, right? So like, but also you've got to think about the 100x, like what would 100x look like? I think there's a 100x business there. So it's just executing, you know, that means like billions of dollars of revenue, which is ridiculous. But like, but I think if we execute well, we can do it. So what's interesting about retailers is the ones that do the best job with us are the ones that are either growing superbly quickly or the ones that are in deep, deep trouble, right? Turns out there's a lot of both of those and there's not a lot of comfortable ones, right? So comfortable ones tend not to be great customers of ours because they think, hey, we're doing all right. We don't know if we need it. But the ones that really need it, really need it. So actually, I think that's good. And I think there's a lot of other like dynamics going on in the world. Like think about the US, like huge consolidated market that makes a lot of sense for us. You've got this like big, big established market where actually like the middle class, like for the American sort of meaning of the word middle class is shrinking, right? And then in other parts of the world, in Southeast Asia, it's like growing like a rocket. The world moves around, things change, like the kinds of pains that retailers in Southeast Asia like are feeling are totally different to what you're feeling in North America. So there's plenty going on, but lots going on is kind of actually useful for the fundamental core of what we do, which is helping them do a better job.
Thanks very much to Jeff Watts, co-founder of Edited, for coming in and sharing his story. Thanks too to Daniel Bache, who produced this show, and to Kieran Matthew Banerjee, who edited it. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.